American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day! It's Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for, what is it, Monday? April 20th, 2008, and you are listening to Newsreel, the Wild Global Sit Rep on Corp, Political, Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing rant media. It's taking a stand for free speech today. Here we are, standing for the speech. This is a speech, this is us, standing for the speech, which, when you think about it, doesn't make any sense. And just by listening and distributing this program, you are making a stand by distributing. So when you give stuff away, you have to be standing. You can follow up on all these news stories and check my facts by going to my live journal. You can get there by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. If you don't know how to spell Kennedy, put it in Google. It will correct you. This is a free podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, SRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Pure Rock Radio, Non-Surveyum Radio, where there's no nuns getting served, let me tell you. Osprey Radio, CreekRadio.net, Radio Red Mercury, which is way better than the Radio Chrome Mercury, and every Thursday, 7-ish, you know, depending on traffic, we broadcast from Second Life Node Archers, grid 155-74666. So, it's pretty good. And now, my lovely and talented co-host, the matron. Matron? The matron.
No.
You're a matron, aren't you? What's a matron?
I hope not.
Are matrons chicks?
I think so.
Are they?
Yep.
That's an internet question. Good. Well, you could be the patron, right?
I mean,
you're the guy. He's the culprit behind Rant Media, my beautiful, talented co-host, Samarin. So, yes.
Oh, glad to be back.
Yes, you are. You are glad to be back. And where are you back from, for those of us just catching up for the first time?
Back from war-torn Mexico.
Oh, and how was that? Did you catch a donkey show while you were down there? Did you get into it?
No, I couldn't find any of those. I was looking for them in the local newspapers, but I guess they're not yeah. really advertised.
Hello, Yellow Pages? No, yeah, I'm looking under donkey, and I don't see anything for donkey show. Hello?
But there was, I tell a lie, there was a donkey at the resort. So I didn't know what it was doing later, but I didn't ask.
It was busy, Sim. It was busy. All right. It was just doing its thing.
It looked very docile.
That's right. Well, wouldn't you? I mean, he's on 6 shows a day. Poor little guy.
He's
having
worn
his
out.
Little burrow Viagra worn there. I mean, he's having a rough go. You know, they're forced to carry a heavy load. Those little donkeys, you know. After all, you know, it's not a rough go. If I'm going to be a donkey somewhere, I'm a donkey in Mexico. Oh, hell yeah. But more on that later. What'd you do? Did you just lay on the beach like a big turnip or what?
Yeah, pretty much. Got a, you know, usual thing. Got the burn and now I'm peeling it all off like a lizard.
Right. Oh, yeah, are you
exactly.
losing skin?
Yeah. As to my lizard ways, I baked on my heat rock and now I'm peeling. Going
right.
into a new form.
Well,
my old shell.
You'd be an iguana. You'd be an iguana
yes,
if you were
yes.
a lizard, because they're vegetarian, right? They don't eat people. And their tails fall off.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes,
well,
there you go.
They can shed their tails.
Grow a new tail. That's kind of cool.
Right. We're still waiting on yours.
Yourself.
You know, but...
to regrow, yeah.
To regrow your tail.
I lost mine many millions of years ago. I've lost mine, but I'm still waiting for it to regrow.
So did you...
But I was nowhere... I was nowhere near the border, so you don't have to worry. I wasn't near the actual war torn. I was near Cancun, so everything was nice and safe. And handed me on a silver platter a lot of pina coladas and other non-alcoholic drinks. Well, I had a non-alcoholic pina colada.
You had a? Why didn't you have alcoholic pina coladas?
Wait, because I don't like alcohol. It's disgusting. But I was.
Yeah, but you can't taste the alcohol in a pina colada. You can't.
They must have made it with more, because I could tell when they handed me one that did have alcohol in it. I asked for a, what did I ask for?
A virgin
margarita. Strawberry margarita, and they brought me a lime lime non-virgin margarita, and I was like, oh my god, it's disgusting. No, I can't stand alcohol, but I was forced to drink a cup, a shot of tequila. I think it was apple tequila.
You were forced?
Yes.
How did that work?
Guilted into it. My wife made me drink one because, well, she said I was in Mexico, so I have to have some tequila.
Well, good for her. Good for her. Six Sweet's looking out for you. Everybody loves Six Sweet. Because, and realistically, yes, the only reason why Sim is still alive is because he married Six Sweet, and now she makes sure he eats properly. So Rand Media, yes, is going to carry on because Six Sweet looks after Sim, yeah, just like the Dark One looks after me. Until we go in the old folks home.
I gained 8 pounds. So
yeah, and you gained
that.
8 pounds. Yes.
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 Well, anyway. 158. So I have lost 7 of it, so I'm almost there.
Wait, I mean, you gained 8 pounds in Mexico?
Yes. Because, you know, it's all inclusive. All you can eat, you just stuff yourself, whatever you want to eat, right? And those pina coladas and other drinks are full of sugar.
How long were you down there for? Hang on. You were only down there for like a week, right?
8 days, yeah.
Eight days. So you put on 8 pounds in 8 days?
Yeah.
Damn, that's sweet. They're putting it on,
well,
man.
Eating
vegetarian food.
And eat and drink. Yeah, yeah. Eating vegetarian food.
Well, now putting on 8 pounds in 8 days is nothing if you're a carnivore such as myself. I mean, one trip to the local Brazilian steakhouse will put, like, you know, 8 pounds on me. Be leaving there with the meat sweats and, oh, yeah, it'll be awesome, you know. I mean, gain 16 pounds right there. You know, I'm going to be an American. You know, seriously, I'm working on my ass, getting about 2 axe handles wide. You betcha! Big fat Sean, wannabe American, coming at you here. But to put on 8 pounds in 8 days only eating veggies sounds like some
kind of weird
third world punishment to me. I mean, I don't know.
Granted, I didn't weigh myself before I left, but I'm usually around 150, 151. And I was up to 158 when I came back. So,
did you get into the coconut? The coconuts are pretty full of fat. So is the avocados. They're pretty full.
Some avocados, I think, but none of the coconuts. I didn't get into those, amazingly enough.
Oh, man, coconut milk? Oh, it's
great.
But, I mean, you know.
Well, there was a lot of coconuts in pina colada, so I guess, yes, I did have a lot of coconut fat in my drink.
Well, of course. Well, I'm glad you're back. Glad you're not dead. Glad you didn't drink the water. So, you know, good to know. Make sure you get your.
It was a five star hotel, so the water was okay.
Well, you're roughing it then at the 5-star hotel.
Oh, it was. It was brutal. Yeah. Oh, it was awful. You know, sitting on the beach, people bringing the drinks. It was horrible.
Was it a good maid service?
That was
a 5-star hotel. Amazing, I want a pretty good maid service. You know, I'm just saying. You know, they better
I am
fold
married,
the sheets.
Sean.
What are you talking about? Well, I don't think your wife should have to make the bed, man. I mean, if you're at a 5-star hotel. You know, I mean, your wife gets to have some time off too, man. Jeez, what are you thinking?
I thought you meant something else by service.
Well, anyway. Oh, man. Oh, hey, you're not in Mexico anymore. This is a family show up here. I don't want to talk about this anymore. You always bring stuff like that into the gutter, you know. Always.
I do?
You do. Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to get into the news.
My fault.
Feedback now. Hey, Sean, found an article. You like that? I totally shut you down, make you look like a perv. Awesome. hey, Sean, found an article about how the laws in Britain say all telephone and internet calls must be logged and will affect investigative journalists. Says some journalists might have to resort to pay-as-you-go phones to keep sources secret. Now, how cyberpunk is that? Thanks for the awesome shows. You keep me sane during the tough times. In fact, I'm going into journalism partly because of the possibilities Newsreel showed me. Thanks, man. Hyperial Guards. That was kind of cool. I was like,
oh. That's awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. And anybody who, you know, is inspired in any way to do anything other than stick a gun in their mouth by something I've done, I'm all about that. Thank you very much. You know, justifies my own existence. It's my document to prove that I was here. Now, you, but, like, I mean, that's rad. You're a lot more journalistic than I am.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, generally.
I don't know. You have the news show. I don't have one of those.
No, I'm a dancing monkey. I'm all about me. Look at me. I'm the attention pig, right? Whereas the stuff that you do is kind of like bringing information to people. You know what I mean? Like you can.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Disseminator of information. It comes into me and I put it out again. So I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, for
publisher
sure. Well, you report on it. You report the information. So that would make you a hell of a lot more of a reporter than I am. I'm probably, you know, I joke around about being totally unbiased. totally a bias. And that's a good, you know, talk about fair reporting. Let's get right into it. Let's talk about piracy, Sim.
Piracy.
Piracy is good. Now,
I swear, the DVDs were here when I came here.
I found this here, you know. those aren't my binders, man. Now, as you know, what do you know about the pirate situation, Sim?
Oh, classical piracy. Oh, that's what you're talking about. We talk so much about copying DVDs, I get confused.
No, different yes. pirates. This is the Yar pirates.
So, yes, the piracy. First time in about 200 years, a U.S. ship was attacked by pirates.
Officially.
Officially, yes. And the retaliation was swift and severe, as it should be.
Yeah,
it was very interesting.
It was pretty interesting. I don't know. You know, there's two schools of thought on this here. Let me go over the background here. According to, you know, now before we get into this piracy thing, there's a couple of points that I'm going to get into the piracy thing. Because this is such a painful thing, you know, for me to discuss. It's one of those things that has just enraged me. But anyway, in 1991, the government of Somalia collapsed. Okay, 9 million people have been teetering on starvation ever since. Ugliest forces in the West world have seen this as a great opportunity to steal the country's food supply and dump nuclear waste into their cities. Okay, yes, nuclear waste. As soon as the government was gone, this is an article I'm quoting here. Mysterious European ships started appearing off the coast of Somalia, dopping vast barrels into the ocean. The coastal population began to sicken. At first, they suffered strange rashes, nausea, and malformed babies. Then, after 2005 tsunami, hundreds of the dumped and leaked barrels washed up onto the shore because of the tsunami. People began to suffer from radiation sickness, and more than 300 people died. Al-Mehud Old Abdallah, the UN envoy to Somalia, tells the reporter, "Somebody is dumping nuclear material here. There is also lead and heavy metals such as cadmium and mercury, you name it. Much of it can be traced back to our European hospitals and factories, who seem to be passing it on to the Italian mafia to dispose of cheaply." When I asked Mr. Old Abdallah what European governments were doing about it, he said with a sigh, "Nothing. There has been no cleanup, no compensation, no prevention." At the same time, other European ships have been looting Somalia's seas for their greatest resource of seafood. "We have destroyed our own fish stocks by over-exploitation, and now we have moved into theirs. Most of their $300 million worth of tuna, shrimp, and lobsters are being stolen every year by illegal trawlers. The local fishermen are now starving." Mohammed Hussein, a fisherman of the town of Maraka, 100 kilometers south of Mogadishu, told Reuters, "If nothing is done, there soon won't be much fish left in our coastal waters." This is the context in which the pirates have emerged, the so-called pirates. The Somalian fishermen took speedboats to try to dissuade the dumpers and trawlers, or at least levy a tax on them. They called themselves the Volunteer Coast Guard of Somalia. And ordinary Somalis agree. The independent Somalian news site Wahir News found 70% strongly supported the piracy as a form of national defense. "No, this doesn't make hostage-taking justifiable, and yes, some are clearly just gangsters, especially those who have held up word-of-full program ships. But in a telephone interview, one of the pirate leaders, Singu Ali, we don't consider ourselves sea bandits. We consider sea bandits to be those who illegally fish and dump in our seas," William Scott would understand. "Did we expect starving Somalians to stand passively on their beaches, paddling in our toxic waste, and watch us snatch their fish to eat in restaurants in London and Paris and Rome? We won't act on those crimes, the only sane solution to this problem. But when some fishermen respond by disrupting the transit corridor of 20% of the world's oil supply, we swiftly send in the gunboats." So that's the point that people are making. Where do you stand on this whole thing, Sim? You know, I'll let you go first.
Well, Somalia is in a state of anarchy.
Yes.
So it's not out of the realm that these people would be going after any money that passes by them. There's no laws. There's no structure. There's nothing. The people there are starving. And really, this is what's going to happen when there's a country that's war-torn and starving and this is what they're going to do. They're going to resort to the lowest common denominator and go go out and kill people and take their money. And it sucks, but, you know, that's what's going to happen.
No, well, yeah, it's
a reality. It's a reality that you have to deal with, but how do you deal with it?
Well, I don't know if cleaning up the ocean's going to fix it. I mean, you know.
Well, that's not going to happen, obviously. There's no government there to stop anybody from dumping toxic waste.
Right.
So they're just going to continue to do this. But the example that the Americans are setting is that the American military is now going to be the jackboots for corporations sailing ships around the world. And that's kind of a dangerous precedent, I think. They should probably defend themselves if these corporations are trying to make money by moving their stuff around the world. I mean, it's the lawless seas. They should maybe get some guns.
Well, you know, that would stand to be that would stand. There's a couple of different things here about this particular set of stories, which is really pissing me off. First of all, before I go off on this, I'm just going to solve the problem right now that they're having with piracy in Somalia. Okay, in one go. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to run convoys where you, like they did in World War II, where you had, like, the submarines used to fuck everything up. So what they do is they ran ships in convoys. And the pirates, you see, they don't have subs, right? So they can't really, you know, get ships in a convoy because there's too many. So that's how you solve the piracy problem. Now, the problem with this specific argument here is, first of all, there's no our ocean, their ocean. It's the ocean. It's a blue ball. How about we don't shit in the sea? Okay, for starters, okay? You shouldn't be upset that they're dumping toxic waste into Somali waters. They should be upset that they're putting toxic waste into the water. And the really ironic thing about this argument is that the same assholes that you're so upset about are dumping toxic waste into the ocean are eating the fish that they catch from the same spot that they dump the toxic waste. Does anybody see where I'm going with this? You know what I mean? So, you know, there's kind of, we're already balancing ourselves out because, you know, we're probably eating a shitload of very, very toxic animals out of the sea. So much so now, in fact, that there are studies coming up saying that the amount of pollution we put in the sea, they can measure it in the fish. And people are starting to rethink the notion of eating fish in some countries, especially fish from some quadrants of the world. Now,
they can get levels of all the drugs that people are taking out of the fish, like all these pills that we're taking.
Oh, yeah, because they don't break down. Yeah, they don't break down, right? It just goes into the water and the water supply and all that kind of stuff. And all this said when I just finished a big sushi feed, because, you know, now, I try to be as empathic as the next guy, okay? But this whole thing about, like, fuck those guys, man. I'm serious. Like, I'm sorry, okay? Because people made some decisions, and they started, you know, they made some bad decisions, and their country fell apart, and then everything is pretty much the cosmic shit show that is, you know, Africa. You know, sometimes I wonder if they were better off when it was Rhodesia versus how it is now, where you've got, you know, genital mutilation and Sharia law and 9 million on the brink of starvation, and it's a big cosmic fucking gong show down there. And now they're like, but it's our fault. Like, fuck you guys. Fuck you guys. I don't care, okay? You got these thugs running out in their gunboats. I don't care why you broke in my house. I don't care. I don't care why you want to take my stuff. I don't care why you want to rape my wife. I'm going to blow you in fucking half. Because that's how it is. You know, I'm sorry. Sorry your life is shit. Sorry about that, but I'm not going to let you come over here and fuck up my stuff. And if I just happen to have a lot of money, that's not a crime. Okay, so I got a lot of money. What the fuck? You know, granted, that doesn't mean the guys who have a lot of money can just, you know, go around and shit on everybody. And there has to be some kind of checks and balances on the way there. Okay? And I'm not saying, well, they can dump whatever they want. No! If you listen carefully, I'm saying that they need to stop fucking polluting the ocean, because that's currently where every single sewer leads to, so that we don't, you know, destroy our planet, because last time I checked, it's pretty dependent on the ocean. You know, on the whole. But yeah, so, you know, this whole... I don't understand why they're putting so much attention on this. This has been going on for hundreds of years. The Chinese have been dealing with this. They've been just... So I think this is largely a distraction. To be straight up with you, I think this is largely a distraction. Granted, it's a distraction that... you know, is working. I'm talking about it. But it shows the attitude. I couldn't believe when I read this article. I'm like, do you mean to fucking tell me that there are people out there who will side with the fucking pirates? Are you? Do you know what these people do to refugees and boat people and shit? Like, this is insane that you would consider, you know, utterly lawless bandits from a rogue nation of, you know, completely mudhut psychos that you're gonna fucking, like, what are you thinking? You know, now, granted, you know, Sim, your idea, I gotta say, so we're kind of on the same page with this, I think.
Yes.
But
yes.
The,
except that, that we should look at how we can possibly make their situation better so this...
Why don't they fix it?
Because...
Well, what do you want to do? Wall off Africa and let them just fucking kill each other out? You know, because really, we're either going to intervene or we're not. You know, I mean, it's one of the two. You know, and people are well, we fucked it up, but what?
Well, exactly. Like, where are fighting forces best used in a place that's totally destroyed and we need to... Like, this is a perfect example of where we could send overseas fighting forces.
Well, and can you? I mean, last time I checked, you know, King George II, they're pretty much fucked up the United States pretty bad. They got a war going on, like, you know, five or six coasts.
Well, they can't now. It's too late. They have no money to do any operations.
Other than running a convoy, which would still require some ships, I think your idea
is going to run the convoy. Is the corporations going to run the convoy, or is this a matter of governmental interest to protect these corporations so that they save a couple million dollars by going through Somali waters rather than go around Somali waters?
Well, yeah. You know, it's... there's...
I don't think it has anything to do with the government. If they want to save money, then they can go through Somali waters. If they want to spend a couple extra million so they don't get destroyed, they can go a different route.
Right. That's true. Or they could just hire, you know, Blackwater to run security around your truck.
Exactly. $1 million. They expect to pay ransom when they go through those waters. They take out insurance money specifically in case they get attacked by pirates so that they have no out-of-pocket expenses.
Right.
So why don't they put that money into a defensive force so that they can protect their ships?
Well, because it's just easier to pay everybody.
Well, exactly, and there's no lives lost when there's no battle going on.
That's right.
Over a box full of money, they go away, problem goes away, you're on your way.
Yeah, except for then what you wind up doing is pirates with better and better stuff. You know, because you got to bear in mind, these guys are getting like millions and millions and millions of U.S. dollars. Okay.
Exactly, and they're taking some of the ships as their own. Like, they're not just...
Oh, yeah, they're taking them
and keeping
the,
on their
the
little
cargo.
Dinghies,
so. A lot of them just take the... Take the cargo and go. You know, I mean, like, take the whole ship. But this is like $30 million in Africa, right? Where, you know... Mm-hmm.
That's massive. You're the king. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's may as well be $300
million. They make more money than the government. The government makes $25 million in Somalia, and the pirates are making $60 million.
So, but, you know, largely, I'd agree with, you know, the in-studio audience here. I mean, the text is flying by the screen. They're all like, fuck it, it's not our problem, man. Sort it out. Which is true. I mean, if it's not our problem, let them sort it out. It's all good, right? And, of course, well, we fucked it up, blah, blah, blah. Well, sorry about your luck. It's fucked now. Apparently, we don't know what we're doing, so I would concur with them. You got to let Somalia sort that out, because we tried to sort it out before, fucked it up. So you can't, you know, put out a fire by pouring more gas on it. Let's just let those folks sort that stuff out. Hope not too many people don't die. Mind you, last time we let people try to sort that shit out in Rwanda, we wound up with like 800,000 dead in like 30 fucking days. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess you're going to have to say at some point, you know, but then again, you know, then you set a precedent. If you're going to run around the world and try to save everybody, you're going to be pretty busy. You're going to be a busy guy.
Oh, yeah.
And what are you going to say to China? I mean... You know,
sorry.
What if China just moved into Somalia and just started fucking exterminating people? Oh,
yeah.
No one's gonna say shit, right? No one's gonna say shit. And this isn't the first time. You know, that's why, you know, these stories really piss me off. You know, anybody? How's your fucking history? How's 19? What? Oh, I'm gonna screw myself now. I think it was 32, 33, or 33, 34 in the Ukraine. where in the Ukraine, which was surrounded by other European countries, where everybody's supposed to be really, really nice. And I believe it was 32, 33, or 33, 34. One of those 2 years, it was the winter of 32 to 33, or the winter of 33, 34. Someone will post it here in the next few minutes. But in the Ukraine, they killed 7 million Ukrainians in one fucking winter by starving them to death with massive media coverage, and nobody did shit. Nobody cared. Nobody gave a fuck. It's like the greatest, one of the greatest sections of genocide ever. 7 million people in like 4 months. All right?
Wow, I don't even know about that.
Of course you don't. Nobody does. Nobody does. Nobody fucking talks about it. You know? These horrors, these atrocities are nothing fucking new. This shit's been going. We're getting played, man. We are getting played. This is the string they pull to make us talk. You know what I mean? Hey, look over here. Hey, look over there. Because if they don't guide our interest, you can fucking well bet that we're going to guide our own. And we'll start. We'll have to. We'll seriously have to looking at what's really going on. You know, somebody give me the date on that. I
want to
know if it was 32, 33.
That's what they don't want us to do.
What's that?
Well, they don't want us to look at what's going on ourselves.
No.
They want us to tune into their Fox News and see what the headline story is.
Well, they want to tell us about Bo, the fucking water dog. Like, don't get me wrong. I like Obama. Okay, I don't think Obama's the Prince of Darkness. A lot of people are going on saying, "Oh, Obama's the Prince of Darkness." I don't think he's the Prince of Darkness. I think he's got some princes of darkness around him. But I don't think the guy's a bad guy. Maybe I'm still drinking the Kool-Aid. Maybe I haven't made my saving throw yet. I don't know. But I'm still saying that I don't think he's a bad guy. Granted, I'm kind of hesitant to really look into the guy a hell of a lot. It's just kind of a gut feeling kind of a thing, you know? I don't know. I'm trying to go with the guts. Saw the guy. Seems okay. You know, what the hell. I was kind of choked about his inauguration where they taped that music. Where they, you know, when they were all playing.
What happened?
Oh, well, they played his inauguration, right? They had all the Yo-Yo Ma and everybody playing instruments and shit like that. And Aretha Franklin got up there with the world's craziest hat and sang that America song. And then, you know. But the Yo-Yo Ma piece and everything. Oh, thank you, Hero. Yeah, 1932 to 1933. In the Ukraine, the Soviets fucking killed 7 million people by starving them to death. They took all the food out of collected all the crops, then they exported all the stored food that they had at armed, like they went in convoys, took all the food, and left everybody, walled off the country with like gunmen so that everyone would die. They had refugees trying to leave the country who would walk up to the shooters and get dusted. Women, children, man.
Wow.
It was fucking staggering. Fucking staggering. I mean, I watched, there's a great special that a good buddy of mine, Evil Von Scary, sent me. There's a movie on it called The True Soviet Story or The Soviet Story or something like that, where they kind of got into that, okay, where they talk about all the crazy shit that the Soviets did, but because they were the allies, because they were on the side with us, you know, we didn't really fuck with those guys too much. But in the beginning, they were all on side with the Nazis. Shit, Hitler thought that he was just like Stalin. It was like, oh yeah, me and Stalin are buddies. They were fucking, they went to meetings together and shit. Like, they were all buds, right? And then, you know, after that, after the fall of Germany, you know, everything got kind of, down, you know, and oh, well, you know, the Soviets, you know, they're just killing the bad people, right? So then, and then nobody hears shit about going on, what's going on in one third of the world. So, you know, I mean, 9/11 changed all that, right? 9/11 changed all that. That's the big expression that King George II used. 9/11 changed everything. Yeah, you know, I would think that Ukrainians would say 32, 33 changed all that. Yeah. And it kind of answers that question why all the European dudes who, you know, you ever go over to an old European's house, they always try to feed the shit out of you. You know, they'll be like, sit you down, they'll be like, they'll stuff you so full of food that you're like, can't move, no more pie, grandma, please. Oh, God. You know, and she'll like cry if you don't eat. Yeah. Yeah, that's why they all got a Costco card.
Because they remember.
Oh, yeah.
They remember.
They remember that shit. But yeah, sorry, on a bit of a tangent there. So, you know, they're talking about people are dying all over the fucking world. So the question that I have is, why are we being told to look at specific deaths? Is this like somebody spins a wheel and goes, what's atrocities are we going to whip everybody up about now? Let's see.
Well, exactly. This is one guy in a boat, right?
Well, these are a bunch of fucking dudes in a boat. Yeah. He has an American. Dun, dun, dun. You know. Oh, shit. You know?
The whole country's behind you.
Yeah. The whole country's behind the one American guy in the boat there. You know, I'm sure that the Navy, I really feel bad for the Navy, actually, because they got the shittiest end of this stick. Because before all that happened, they sent out a boat up to this little boat, and these asshats with their AKs are, like, all shooting at the frigate. And you know the guy who's, like, sitting on the frigate's like, are you fucking serious? Are you fucking with me right now? I will unleash the fog of death upon you, and you will all fucking perish. I will remove you from this section of time and space. I will send you to a place that you will beg to be sent to hell from. Like, oh, man, you know, he's got to be getting, like, Old Testament on that shit. And yet he's got to be like, nope, don't have the rules of engagement on this one. Yeah, we're going to have to wait that shit out. Yeah. Oh, well. You know, that's piracy for you. But that's my take on the whole thing. Pretty much, you know, let them sort it out, and if you come near my boat, I'm going to shoot you. So, you know, and I'd run in convoys, but I like your idea of arming the boats. Like, why not, you know, boat's your responsibility. Fuck it. You know, do what you will. You get caught, don't expect anybody to save your ass. So, you know, bust out the slice wire and the shotguns. You know, Waterworld.
Well, they'll think twice after this, so I expect some of them will be arming them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think there's a lot of these guys that are sailing these ships. A lot of them don't really want to run around healed, though, right? So, I mean, whatever. I'm just wondering what else is going on. We're all focused on the same problem, which has existed for, you know, since the 60s and even before then. Okay. Hey, you know, I've got something here, though, Sim. I got two, count them, one, two, sort yourselves out tonight. And one of them is just your
own.
One's going to be, you're going to be loving these.
Okay,
they're both religion-based. Okay, so I'll you're going to answer both of these. And I'll chime in. Well, I'll come in after you. You know, but it always sucks when you have to follow me, because I always yell and scream for like 20 minutes, right? And then, you know.
And I'll go, I'm with Sean.
Well, you know, and I don't want to be a dick. You know, you've been getting the, last few times we talked about the whole atheism thing, you got kind of excited. You know, you got kind of a little bit like, it was good. Looked good on you. Got a little bit flushed there. Got the blood going. I'm like, damn, he might stab something. Yeah, okay. So, hi, Sean. Longtime listener to Newsreel. I have a problem. My brother is in a religious cult. They are called the World Mission Church of God. Little information about this cult. They believe that the second coming of Christ already happened, and he's some Korean guy named Ah Song Hong. I don't want to get into religious email here, but I thought I'd give you some info. My parents and I are really concerned because my brother will not listen to reason, has been pretty adamant about his beliefs, is causing a lot of tension and strife in my family, trying to convert us because the Bible has proof, etc. The situation has also been difficult, but because my brother has been diagnosed with schizophrenia and is taking medication at this time. Schizophrenia and cults, a wog can only handle so much. I actually visited the cult over the Easter weekend, accompanied my brother to a service, and can see the draw this cult has. They're very friendly. Complete strangers were saying hello to me as if we were long-time friends. Danger. Being a little paranoid, I refrained from eating or drinking anything. Fuck yeah. I know that's a little paranoid,
awesome.
But hey, better safe than sorry. That's not paranoid at all, man. That is not paranoid at fucking all. Are you shitting me? We worship a living god named Ah Hong Sung and he's already alive. You want to have some Kool-Aid? You want to suck my what? No, I don't think so. I think what I want to do is go get my carry concealed. Anyway, they all dress the same, and all call each other brother. Oh, brother. This cult believes that the Pope is the Antichrist. Well, you know, there's a lot of evidence to support that the Pope is, in fact, the Antichrist. But anyway, my brother now has condemned the Catholics as Satan's minions. And they feel really bad about it, too. And all the Catholic Christian priests are evil, according to him. I really don't know to do, as this cult has a very strong influence on him. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. These are not as bad as Scientologists. Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are. There's a, the other guys who are like, you know, sort of pushing it along, like Anthony Robbins, he's like more, he's not as bad as Scientology. You know, I mean, they're just, but these guys are like full on, you know, they're just a different species of 12 hit dice creature. But in my opinion, cultists are for killing. Cults are for killing. Not cultists, cults are for killing. And he goes on to sign off here just as soon as I get my mouse back. It says, sincerely, neck deep in religion. Simmy! You know, tough situation. family member, oh, all cut up.
I think I'm going to side on the side of the cult and also proclaim that the Pope is the Antichrist.
Well, they do have a good point there. You know.
Yeah, killing millions of people in Africa by denying them birth control and
right.
killing them by AIDS. So, yeah, I can agree with them on that side. But on the rest of it, no. All religions are cults, really. But there's some really dangerous cults, and this sounds like possibly one of them.
Right.
And it's always very touch and go when somebody that you know is in a cult.
Well, now see, this is
thinking about joining a cult. Right.
Right. Yeah, and this is how I feel about it as well. Because you're thinking, you know, how do you do this? You know, you have
some great mental defenses that they're already prepping your brother with.
Oh yeah, and they're good at it.
That all cults have and all religions have. It's,
right.
It's cult shunning. If you don't support us, you're against us, and you should be out of my life. And even corporations do this. Pyramid scheme corporations do this as well.
Well, it's a mind control. Yeah,
you got it. Yeah, it's mind control, and they'll do it. They've got it all set up. I mean, it's been set up for thousands of years. They've got it all down on paper how to do it. So you've got to be very, very careful and not to really push them away, because then you'll be cut off and it'll be all over.
Right.
So you've got to handle it very carefully and just maybe ask him leading questions about how they operate and how he thinks about that and that kind of thing.
Well,
it's really tough.
But I read this one a lot, and I was getting interested to see what your answer was on this one, because you know what, the first five times I read this, I was like, yeah, really, that's all you can say, but that's not much for a brother to go on, you know. Really, he's got to your best.
It's not,
you know. But then I'm thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, we got a silver bullet here. The answer has been provided. You see, he's schizophrenic, right? Which means that he's on meds for that shit, right?
Yes.
So in this country, if you get what they call two pinks and a blue, which means that you get two pink slips filled out by doctors and a blue slip by, like, somebody else, you can declare him mentally incompetent. And
yes.
That means that you could lock him the fuck up. Hey, check it out. You're crazy. And we're not going to let you go into the psycho cult. So I'd look into what's involved with getting your brother declared legally nuts. So that way you can exploit your brother and try to make him better versus the cult, who's going to exploit him and try to destroy everything that you love about your family. Pretty extreme. I know.
Yeah.
But at this stage of the game, if he's already defending like that, and you got to bear in mind, these cults know what the fuck they're doing. These guys know.
Well, unless it's a Scientology type cult where they have their own people that can handle that say they can handle these types of problem people that have schizophrenia, because, you know, Scientologists claim to say they can cure it. So they may be registered with the government somehow that they would be one of those people that can handle.
Luckily, a little bit of research on these guys, they're not that well developed. They're not that well developed.
Okay.
This is like, you know.
It's pretty new, I think.
And it's a pretty wild situation for this guy to be in. And so, you know, all my hopes and prayers and wishes and shit go for you, man. I hope that you know, things.
I bet there's a lot of resources on the net as well that you can look up for how to get people out of cults.
Oh yeah,
in a good way.
Yeah, big time, man.
I'm sure I've ran across a lot of those too, and you do have to be very careful, because they will shut you out immediately, and they will have a lot of help from the cult.
Well, which is cool. Which is why if you get them declared, you know, kind of nuts, you can decide how much freedom they have. And if he starts going like, "No, I'm going to run away," you just call up the cops, and then you have the jackboot thugs working for you. And LAPD brings them back in the Tazzy wagon. He's like, "Hey, did you lose this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, thanks, man. Just put them in the living room, and you'll be good to go and keep track of, you know, the whole thing."
Oh yeah.
So, but that's a rough one, and I'm not making light of your situation. I'm making a couple of jokes here because it's so fucking tragic. It's so totally horrible. That, you know, I mean, I've got to make a joke about it, man, because, you know, whatever. Last resort, though, if Sim's advice doesn't work, and my advice doesn't work, get out of the blast radius, and get your family out of the blast radius. Don't let this guy take down a number of your family, okay? If he's gonna he's gonna go crazy and fuck off, let him go. If you can't stop them, don't get sucked down with them either. You know what I mean? Like, you may have to write them off. But, you know, hey, where am I going? Who's coming with me? You can only do so much, and then you got to cover your own ass
Exactly.
You know, and
like the Scientologists are very dangerous. They'll go after you if you start going opposing them. I don't know how bad this religion is, but this cult is. But don't mess with some religions because they'll go after your family.
They will. And we don't know. We don't know how fucking crazy these guys are. They believe that Buddy came back and he's the new son of God or whatever. I mean, it's insane. Okay, it's insane. It's a crazy notion. These people are fucking nuts. Be careful, you know. And you can always tell. You can always tell when guys are getting a little bit too culty, when they start saying that, like, no, this cause is more important than you. So just a bit of a checksum here. I'm going to stand here and say, no, dude, you're more important than anything else because you're you. All right? You're the only you got, so you better cover your own ass. Because if you don't, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to take you and try to take you away from you. And that's how cults come into play. So I got another one here.
They subvert that by saying that you are not the only you. You get an afterlife for eternity. So
it's bigger than you.
That.
Yeah, it's way bigger than you, right? Which I'm not technically. See, the difference is I'm not sure. Right? You're like you've drank the atheist Kool-Aid. You know that there's nothing else. We're all fucking done. Whatever, right? You got the Dawkins thing on the go. Whatever. You're looking for something. Me. We could be all on the back of a turtle floating through the galaxy. I don't know. You know, there's certain things.
We have pictures from space, so there's no turtles.
Allegedly. Alleged pictures from space.
They're doctored, right? Yeah.
They could have been. True. Could have been. It's some weird shadow action on the go. Okay. But I got another sort yourself out. These are good. I like the sort yourself stuff. Dear Sean and my hero, Sumerian. I've got a bit of a problem. Yeah, whoa. I'm telling you, I've been telling you for a while, you're a holy roller around here, man. You're big wheels. You know, you are. You're the man, you know. So I've got a big problem I need your advice on. I've been a member of an online atheist forum for the past 2 years. Everything was fine up until 3 weeks ago. I've seen something that's been making me think that perhaps the atheist community as a whole is becoming something I can't stand behind. I've been seeing a steadily growing group of atheist zealots. I personally detest zealots, be them Christian, Muslim, etc. These atheist zealots seem to be going on the forum and posting vicious insults to any theist, which I've never heard them called theists before, who post any comments. They seem to just get off on religion bashing rather than discussing scientific questions, trying to stop the fundy zealots from forcing us to obey what they believe. I wrote to the host of the website, and he simply said, freedom of speech. But this same host has, in the past, removed atheist bashing threads many times, saying hate speech, so I don't see the difference. So my questions are, what do you think I should do? Do you think there's any way to somehow convince these atheist zealots to chill out a bit, short of beating them upside the head with my copy of Origins of the Species? Thanks for any advice you could give. Keep screaming the truth. Your fan, Draven Bain. All right, so, Simi?
Well, there's a couple things in here. One is about the website itself.
Right.
You can't do anything to change the guy's mind. Well, you could try, but if it doesn't work, well, that's too bad. It's his website, and he's going to do what he wants, remove which posts he wants, and run it any way he wants. So you got to give up after a while on that.
Yeah.
That's going to happen with any group that you join or any website or forum or IRC channel, et cetera, et cetera. So don't even bother with that.
Yeah, the only difference... Don't argue on the internet, period. Yeah.
No, it's useless.
Yeah, Special Olympics.
And that goes along with the atheist forum and the people in it. If you don't like them, leave.
Right.
You're not bound to them. And thirdly, atheism is not a religion. It's actually should be... It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. It's a lack of belief of something, and it shouldn't even have a name. It shouldn't even exist.
Well, it is a religion. It's a religion. Come on, I can't go with you there. You know, it is a religion, dude. Come on, straight up.
Well, some people take it to that extreme and have meetings and things like that. And I mean, anybody can take anything to an extreme. And obviously, this guy doesn't want to. He just likes discussing topics that surround it, and you know, everybody has their different levels, and it sounds like he wants to get off this train, which is probably a good idea from what I'm hearing here, because it's totally useless. What these people are doing is just insulting other religions. That's not gonna get anywhere. I mean, maybe they're getting off on it, but they're not gonna convince anybody to the side of atheism if that's their end goal.
Oh, of course. Well, people love to hate, right? They love to hate.
Exactly. You've got to discuss things rationally, and if you ever want to get anywhere, and discuss things with facts and back it up. And that's where you're going to get. And I tell them, just leave. Go find somewhere else that is more along your wavelength.
Well, fuck, man. Well said. I don't think I could add anything to that. So let's get into the news. Now, a couple days prior, we were talking about, you remember I did that post on my live show? This is crazy because, like, there was the pirate thing. They hadn't rescued the guy yet. I do this post on my live journal, right? If you go there now, and at the end of it, I say, why don't you just make a reality TV show about it, right? And, you know, do I have to think of everything around here? You know. Well, 2 days later, in creepy news, thank you very much to Ion, barely a day after the daring rescue of American sea captain, cable TV's Spike announced a deal on Monday to produce a show about U.S. Navy pirate hunters. The two crews for 44 Blue Productions hope to be on board Navy vessels patrolling the pirate-infested waters off the coast of Africa within 2 weeks. The company is aiming to have a series ready to put on the air by September, said Rasha Dragovich, 44 Blue's president and founder. He'd been talking with the Navy about the idea for 3 months. It was finished late last week with a standoff with pirates who had taken Captain Richard Phelps hostage was going on. We had no idea if last week's events would actually kill the deal or seal the deal. Seals the deal. Said Sharon Levy, Spike's senior vice president for original series. Dragovich said that he thought the Navy would put the project on hold, yet instead Phillips' incident seemed to accelerate things. Commander Robert K. Anderson, Navy spokesman on the deal, had said the agreement has essentially been made before the U.S. ship was attacked. Spike has been looking for a companion piece to one of his most popular series, DEA, which follows federal drug enforcers making their rounds. 44 Blue, which makes an action-oriented series like Lock Up for MSNBC, LA Gang Unit for A&E. I'm like, wow, it's Coptainment. Yeah. Was the first of several producers who had contacted the Navy as reports of piracy began to surface. Which is funny, because in the new Afternow book, I've got a bunch of TV shows that I've made that are... that are really sweet.
Oh, awesome.
Following the work of Navy personnel on the mission is the sort of action Spike craves, Levy said. Blah, 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 Spike TV, blah, 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 Spike's demographic, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so yeah, they are making a reality TV show out of pirate hunters in the third world. Now, I'm just thinking, how fucking Running Man is that? You know what I mean? Like... that is some pretty Running Man post-apocalyptic shit right there. You know, so with the amount of stuff that's going on right now in Somalia and everything, you know, I would think that we should probably let these people, you know, sort it out on their own, as previously stated, but I don't think we should be profiting by it by exploiting blowing people away on film. That was kind of a joke.
Put it on TV.
Yeah, better than, like, how video drone is that? How RoboCop is that? I'd buy that for $1, you know? Like, this...
if there's profit to be made, it'll be shown on TV.
Oh, my God. This is getting more and more like that movie. What was that one? Where everyone's like, drink Brawny. It's got the food that people need. You know the one. De-Evolve or
yes.
Something like that.
Idiocracy.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the one.
Escobar.
No, it is.
Yeah, and
most common denominator.
Yeah, and it's just brutal, you know. Power thirst, new flavor, gun. You know, I mean that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah, the most popular show on their TV was Ow My Balls.
Yeah, Ow My Balls, which is totally what's, you know, it may as well be fucking Ow My Balls.
I have actually seen DEA, and it is difficult for me to watch. It is so brutal.
But how so?
Raw, put on the uniform.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We got them druggies. We got them. We took them down. We're confiscating these plants.
Yeah, totally.
They'll never get high again.
Oh. Seriously, I think RU46 said it best, where he's like, from now on, these kind of stories are going to start running in My Balls news. Because it's like, seriously, I think I might even change that for the Live Journal fucking quote, man. Like, seriously, and Ow My Balls
have you
news.
Seen, did you see the movie Idiocracy?
I did.
Okay, good.
I did, yeah. I have, of course.
That is very funny.
It is. It is. No, Rocket Balls does not enter the idea of ow, my balls, because Rocket Balls is, you know, everything that Rocket Balls touch are, you know, instantly become healed better than awesome.
And
it's like, seriously, if you had a Gundam, what would make the Gundam better? If you had Rocket Balls. You know, that's the only thing you could do to make the Gundam.
Upgrade.
No, upgrade. You know, that and maybe a chain gun. In mind control news, now check this one out here. The internet is quickly destroying the need for newspapers to run printing presses, distribute papers around the city, and employ newspaper carriers. But the cost savings has come with revenue loss, too. Most newspapers offer their online content without subscription fees, supported only by ads. A group of media executives has just announced Journalism Online, a new way for newspapers to start charging for online subscription fees. Will it save journalism? And it goes on talking about,
I've been reading and hearing and watching a whole bunch about this, and you know what? They just need a bailout. They need some government money to prop up their aging company and aging ideas.
That's fuck you, man. Fuck you, man. You know who should be the first guy in line for this bailout? Is Rant fucking Media. We have been suffering out here with our dicks in the wind and the cold since prior to the first .com crash. All right?
That's right.
You know, and
no,
we're not...
They're giving out... They're giving out Canadian bailouts, so don't fool yourself. It's only American.
No, it doesn't... Fuck it. I want American money and Canadian money. You know why? Because we give it out to everybody. I don't play the border game. I don't give a fuck where you're from. A lot of my fans are in Sweden, Australia, and shit. You know, I'm entertaining your people, you know, for free.
And that's what they need in hard times, is entertainment.
Yeah! You know, times go up. There's Sean, you know, Gulf War starts. There's Sean Dawkins, you know, da-da-da-da-da! You know? Jesus That's Christ, great. Have I got to get addicted to, like, painkillers and have, like, you know, gay sex in apartment buildings with, like, you know, to be respected as a talk show host or what? You know, I don't know what's going on here, you know.
Back to the article. They've got to get with the times. They really got to evolve with it. I mean, I guess
that's
what they're trying to do.
Well, they're trying to charge 10 cents to read an article, and they're trying to charge 40 cents to read all articles from that day, which I'm like, suck a dick says what? Like, what? Fucking what? I hope they do it. I hope they do it. I really do, because, man,
I hope so too. Yeah.
Newsreel ratings are going to be off the fucking hook. I'm talking about $5 a month. $5 a month that you can have access to, and fuck, you can still have access to everything that we do. You know, for free. Yeah. We just hope you pay us. Yeah. Fuck. So what is it? Hang on. Let's work this out here. Selling a 1 month subscription for $7.50.
Yeah.
$7.50. You know, so I'm cheaper than the projected. you know, and these guys always go over budget. You know, it starts at $7.50, and then there's taxes on that shit.
Goes up. We go, oops. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. I don't think they will. I think this is just a big fucking scam. But maybe down the road, though. Maybe with IPv6.
And all they're doing is printing the same Associated Press stuff that every single newspaper prints as well.
Well,
like,
yeah.
We're doing the news that you don't hear in the Associated Press.
That's right.
That's on the front page or second page or third page. We're not even in any page.
And even if we don't cover, you know, as many news stories as they have there, you know, even if we
it's
don't
about the importance. I mean, how many stories do you need to hear about these celebrities? I mean, it's about,
well, that's just
about
it. They're
the
all
content.
Drinking from
it's
the
not
same
about
pool.
The amount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. They're all drinking from the same pool, and it's so the stories that we give you here, you know, and what's more, I believe this shit. A lot of these guys, they write these news. They know they're fucking lying to you. I mean, they went to school and shit to learn how to you know. Not a lot of you.
They get
their
alliteration on the go. That only thing that keeps the gun out of their mouth is the alliteration.
Yeah, that's exactly. Now there's a fucking shirt right there. Alliteration. It's what keeps the gun out of my mouth. Yeah, totally. I want that. That's your motivational picture right there. A picture of a guy on a typewriter in the New York Times saying alliteration. It's what keeps the gun out of my fucking mouth. You know, swear to God. Some of those guys.
It's the only thing. The only creativity they have.
Yeah.
I mean, they all want to write. They all want to write their books. They don't get a chance.
Nobody
gives a
fuck.
So all they have is the headline to rhyme something with pirates.
Yeah, pirates and irates and or witty, you know, like, oh, they ran up They ran up the flagpole. The pirates have been run up the flagpole. Yeah, fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck this typewriter! I'm throwing this shit out the window! I went to school for years for this shit! I've got a master's in fucking English, you gormless, fat, tie-wearing, sweat-stained fuck! You know, seriously. Seriously. And a lot of these guys, you know, if you just let them off the fucking chain a little bit, there's lots of reporters out there.
Oh.
Who,
amazing.
Who
yeah.
would just, you know, cut off their goddamn hands to get a decent, you know, story and tell the truth just once. But that's not how it works, because the world's all about money. Okay, so, you know, don't step to me with your idealistic bullshit. You know, because it's not going to fly. You're going to wind up getting fucked in the ass of the drive-thru, wake up wet, confused, and sticky, and wonder what the hell is going on. And then maybe, as your asshole is bleeding, you might be able to put your head back together and realize what the fuck is going on. But until you have a clear view of reality, don't come talking to me about your higher ideals. Because, buddy, you know, these guys who go off, all the stories are blurring together in one pirate frenzy over here. I'm just freaking out. Speaking of pirates, let's talk about some big fucking pirates. Let's talk about a win in Frankenfood news. Germany has banned the cultivation of GM corn, claiming that Monsanto 810 is dangerous for the environment. Full stop, period. Gotta like Germany.
Hallelujah.
Gotta like Germany. You know? They fucking...
Oh, yeah.
They're like, no, fuck you, Scientology. You know, seriously. They were the first ones to throw out Scientology. They were all like, no, actually, we know this. Tricks you're using. Sorry, you're not coming in. And that was it. And now Monsanto's like, well, we got these genetically No, we don't do genetic modification. We tried that. Didn't work.
We eat the real corn.
Yeah, we eat the real fucking corn. You know, we don't eat the Joseph Mengele corn.
It's been corn for thousands of years, or at least 100 or 200 years, the newest incarnations. It's been tried through and tested on, you know, millions of people, and seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, it's a pretty good data sample, is what we got here, you know, on the corn situation. So...
We don't want to be all tied down with your subscription service to too much.
Yeah, well, and that's what they're doing. Let me give you the background on this one here. But the argument might not stand up in court. Germany can't even keep them out. Yeah, and Berlin could face fines totaling millions of euros if American multinational Monsanto decides to challenge the prohibition on its seed. The sowing season may just be around the corner, but this year's German farmers will not be planting genetically modified crops. A German agriculture minister, Isel Anger, announced Tuesday she was banning the cultivation of GM corn in Germany. I'm sorry if I'm fucking your name up there, Miss Anger, but, you know, that's what you get for being Canadian. Greenpeace activists take a sample from a Monsanto test site near Borken, North Rhine-Westphalia. The GM crop of M810 has been banned in Germany under the new regulations. The cultivation of Mon810, a GM corn produced by American biotech giant Monsanto, will be prohibited in Germany, as well as the sale of the seed. Anger told reporters Tuesday she has legitimate reasons why to believe that Monsanto 810 or Mon810 poses a danger to the environment, a position which she said environmental vigilance also supported, because they're German scientists and generally they know their shit. And taking the step, Anger is taking advantage of the clause in the EU law, which allows individual countries to impose such bans. So it's legal, right? I don't really get how, like, tell me this, Sim. How is it possible that if I, like, hi, Sim, I really want you to buy my meat. You have to buy my meat. And you tell me what? What are you going to say?
I say, no, thank you. I wish to not buy your meat.
Fuck you, I'm suing you. Because you didn't buy my meat. What?
Well, they are banning it from the country, so I could see Monsanto's point. But the problem is, once they get their seeds in and they sell it to the farmers, which of course is going to be cheaper than the regular corn because it's subsidizing, but once they start doing it, they can't get out of it because they don't have any regular corn left. They have to buy the seeds from them. They get it into the market, and then they fight in court to keep the labeling off the food so you don't even know it's genetically modified. It's just mixed in with the regular corn. Or maybe there isn't even any regular corn left.
Well, and last week, as you, I'm sure you were riveted to the show, you saw that now the cloning thing is in where they don't have to label clone meat either, so they can have genetically modified.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is just moving right along. But holy shit, let's talk about Bo the Water Dog, you know? for $7.50 a month.
They know if they do label it, nobody's going to buy it because it's frightening.
Right. And you know, then they'll lose one of their revenue streams. You know, not to mention the fact that they can put something in the corn that, you know, causes a certain condition, which then they make the fucking pills to treat, right? I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah. They've taken people to court for seeds blowing over into their yard so they didn't pay their license for growing Monsanto corn.
Yeah.
Because they go around to different farmers' lands who's next to a Monsanto land. They take a sample and go, "You're growing Monsanto corn. We're taking you to court because you didn't pay us the licensing fee." Everything is going to be licensed. That's what the companies want. Everything. Books, corn, mice.
Books, corn, and mice. That's what they're going to use. That's the new world order. Books.
That's right.
You're just a look at you. A little trip to Mexico, and you're like a t-shirt engine over there. Look at you. Awesome. Awesome. I live in awe. In distraction news. Now, this has been on a couple of sites. I thought this was a pretty deep find, but more people are talking about this now. Over 1,500 farmers in an Indian state committed suicide after being driven into debt by crop failure. This is kind of a tie-in. So, yeah, did you hear about this? Like, that's a...
No, I didn't. That's huge.
That's a lot of headshots. The agricultural state of Chhattisgarh was hit by falling water levels. The water level has gone down below 250 feet here. Used to be 40 feet a few years ago. Villager in the district told Down to Earth magazine. Most of the farmers here are indebted, and only God can save the ones who do not have a bore well, which is, I guess, their water source.
That's like one Twin Tower worth of people.
Yeah, pretty much. Mr. Sahu lives in a district that recorded 206 farmer suicides last year, so it's been up quite a bit. Police records for the district add that many deaths occur due to debt in the economic stress. You know, and again, this is one of those kind of things where it's like, if this, now let's say that you're starving and you decide that you're going to go be a pirate. I don't hate you because you went to go be a pirate. You know, because if I was in your position, I would probably do the same thing. It's not a personal hatred thing. So if these pirates get shot, it's a professional thing. It's not like I really hate you specifically. It's just that you're, you know, it's like, you know, you're, this is what you've chosen to do. My job is to try to protect this.
And you're in my way.
And you're in my way. And you've chosen to try to attack me. So, you know, I'm not like, I don't bear any ill will to your family and stuff. It's not like I want to slaughter your people or something. It's just that if you try to take my shit, I'm going to shoot you, you know? And
like, I don't like it, but I understand.
But I understand. You know, it's like that scene from, 2,000 Miles to Graceland, where the cop gets out of his car and the guy who's supposed to be Elvis's son gets out of his car and he's like, "Good day." And the cop's like, "Great day." And they throw down right there on the highway. It's fucking awesome. Anyway,
Yeah,
really kind of a good show.
That's a very crazy, weird scene.
That is a weird scene, but it's totally, that's what it is, right? That's the, I'm going to fucking, it's on, bitches!
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
But, Sim, and do you remember when I talked to you about Sumerian's disease? Do you remember that? This is something
yes,
I was going to... I was going to put this in the new
it?
After now. Yeah, it was Sumerian's disease. That's the one where you...
Thanks.
Well, no. It was Sumerian's disease is a disease I invented for people who don't want to, you know, take the pills, right? If you don't want to take your pills, if you don't want to get the brain implants, you have Sumerian's disease. And that's a disease that makes you resist technology, right? And I thought it was really clever, very after now. It was like a governmental, you know, propaganda thing, right? You know, so if anyone wants to resist... You know, they get told they have Sumerian's disease.
Well, they're diagnosed.
Right, Luddite syndrome.
Labeled.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to adapt, so you've got this disease, and to help you, we have to prescribe this brain chip upgrade for you. You know, pretty good. After now, right? Right?
Yeah, very, yeah.
In Sumerian's disease news, a growing body of evidence that points to the fact that many people with serious mental illnesses lack the insight... lack of insight is a medically based condition. About half the people with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder may not be getting the treatment they need because of the brain deficit that renders them unable to perceive that they are ill, according to one expert, Amador. People will come up with illogical and even bizarre explanations for symptoms and life circumstances stemming from their illness. Agnosognosia, or anog, like it's one of these kind of, give me, you can try that one. Anosognosia, which I like Sumerian's disease better. The A disease means unawareness of illness. It is a syndrome commonly seen in people with serious mental illnesses and some neurological disorders, according to Xavier. So this anosognosia, or like it must be like amnesia, so it'd be anosognosia. Anosognosia. So this anosognosia is essentially Sumerian's disease. Now, it's great how they got this here, because they're saying that, well, if you're schizophrenic, crazy people don't know they're crazy. That's anosognia, right?
That's perfect. That's a catch-all.
That is, and this, but people will come up with a logical and even bizarre. It's like, take Theodore Kaczynski. That's the guy they're using as an example. Otherwise known as the Unabomber. Rejected claims he was mentally ill, even though it could have cost him his life. At one point during 1997 trial, Amador explained Kaczynski, who stood accused of killing three people and injuring 23 with his homemade bombs, refused to be examined by the state psychiatric experts. Although a mental illness defense was his only hope of escaping first-degree murder convictions and possible death sentence, he blocked his attorneys from using the insanity defense. Amador, who serves as an independent expert for the court, reviewed Kaczynski's extensive psychiatric records, neurophysical tests as well, and the infamous Unabomber diaries. Amador then supplied the court with mounting evidence that Kaczynski's refusal to be elevated related to anosognia, a manifestation of Kaczynski's schizophrenia. So,
wow. Yeah. That line sums it up right there.
Yes. Yes, it...
You're refusing treatment, therefore, you're sick.
That's... And this is it, because we're medical doctors, right? We know what's good for you. We know what... we know more... I know what's good for you, Sim. Right? How much diet training have you really had? You read a couple of books, didn't you? I mean, you just read some extremist books, and now you've been radicalized by the vegan left, right? I mean, they're controlling your food. That's a cult thing they do. They decrease your protein. You become very docile, you know, and you don't realize it, man, but you're getting sucked in, and you've been in this for a long time. And now you're like a vegan leader, and you don't even know, man, but you're like the Pied Piper leading all these children, you know, down a realm of darkness, and I'm sure you don't want to do that. And more than that, Sim, Jesus doesn't want you to do that, Sim. So we're just going
right.
to take the fucking red pill, worship Jesus, and let's go! Come on! You got to join the fucking Marines! And if you don't want to join the Marines, drink this Kool-Aid, and I promise you, after you drink this fucking Kool-Aid, you'll be like, I was born on a green light, daddy! Oh! You know, and that's where it's at. You know, normally it's used on horses, but for you, Sim... It's an effective, treatment for anosognosia, which has got to be the worst fucking name ever. But isn't that fucked? I mean, isn't that just...
Well, yeah.
There it is!
It's like, consent to us poking and prodding you, or we'll diagnose you and poke and prod you.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way out of it. Like, you're gonna be held down and things strapped to your head and bite on this.
Yeah, for sure. And some people are saying, well, didn't you used to tell people to join the Army? I still tell people to join the Army. It's a great thing. And, unfortunately, I don't think they let crazy people in the Marines. I think they make you crazy. You can't, like, join crazy. You have to be, like normal before you, you know. But, hey, shit, if you got nothing else to do and your life is pretty much dump and you don't want to, spend the rest of your days working at Burger King and you can't afford school, hey, maybe the Army's an option. I'm just saying, you know, fuck. Make sure you get a trade, though. Now, today's... because there's not a lot of...
Because if you come out just knowing how to kill,
yeah,
not so good.
Not very good. Not very good. Not very good. Now, today's daily hack is some sexy, sexy kit. Crazy, sexy, sexy kit. It's called RepRap. This is so hot. Look at your computer setup. Sam, do it now. Look at it.
Okay, looking at it. Yep.
And imagine
computer,
that you're
keyboard,
hooked
mouse,
up...
screen.
Imagine... that you're hooked up to a 3D printer instead of printing on bits of paper. This 3D printer makes real, robust mechanical parts. To give you an idea of how robust, think Lego bricks and you're in the right area. You can make a lot of useful stuff, but interestingly, you can make a lot of the parts to make another 3D printer. That would be a machine.
Oh my God, they're replicating.
That's right. It would. That would be a machine that could copy itself. RepRap is short for Replicating Rapid Prototyper. The practical self-copying 3D printer shown on the right in the picture, a self-replicating machine. This 3D printer builds the parts up in layers of plastic. Now, we've seen these before. They make these for modeling and for stuff like that. They're very, very sexy, right? The
usually
cheapest commercial...
Extremely expensive.
Yeah. cheapest commercial machine costs you about 30,000 euros. Okay. So that's like, what, like fucking $37,000 US or something like that. I mean, whatever it is currently. But this one here, they've got everything there under GNU Public License, everything you need, free software, the deal, and it'll cost you about 500 euros to set it up. So you can build one of these things. Yeah, that's attainable. That shit is attainable. Okay,
wow, it's good.
Yeah. So I'm like, hell yeah! And there's all the downloads, everything you need to get that bad boy up and running. I like it very much. Like, yeah, what couldn't you do with that? Eh? Like,
it says make mechanical parts. I'm guessing it's metal. It can make metal parts, but it's also saying it can make. It's like Lego brick, so it makes plastic.
Well, it makes plastic parts, but once you got the plastic part, you can just you can dump. Molten, you know, you do the thing with aluminum, you heat up the aluminum.
That's true, yeah, you're prototyping.
Yeah, almost, yeah, right? So you're prototyping and you pour the aluminum in and bomb, you know, mold it and away you go. Ta-da!
That's true.
And it beats the rapid prototype I got now, so fuck it.
But this,
you know.
This is homemade level, like you could buy one of these before, it was really expensive, but it was really expensive before. It's ready for you.
Well, you know, you mix this with a little bit of robotics, and we're well on our way to some genetically engineered two-headed cats. I mean, this is
exactly. This
is some sexy shit right here.
And now, made out of plastic.
Of course. Well, you know, that we mold into two-headed plastic molded cats that bark killer bees. Now, Cyberpunk Kit, you're going to want to get one of these for the wife. You know, this is for the dock wagon set up here. It's the life vest. It's a wearable defibrillator. It's the first and only wearable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for patients at high risk of sudden cardiac arrest. So you know those things they put on you, and it goes like, right? So what it does?
Clear.
Yeah. So, but what this thing does is it monitors you constantly, and it's like it totally like sits under your clothing. So if any reason if your heart stops, yeah, man, you are fucking, you're good to go. You are.
It's good for one of those meat feeds that you go on sometimes, you know, downtown where they just bring a big plate of meat and
good
your
call.
Heart stops
yeah.
for a second. And
that's right.
You
yeah,
just
you give them out.
Switch this on and you're good for the night. Three or four times you pass out, your heart stops. Boom, you're back up eating meat again.
Or you're hanging out with Motley Crue. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you're
loading
hanging
up
out.
On the drugs.
You, 2 8-balls later, you're like, whoa, yeah! You know, seriously. You know, you got the Kickstart My Heart ramming through your brain, and you're just like, bam! And aren't you the coolest fucking guy in the party? You know, there you are.
Oh,
everybody's
yeah,
rocking.
You keep going. You're good for the night.
Well, not only that. I mean, think about this, right? You're sitting there. You're partying up. Everyone's like, everybody's getting absolutely crazy. You do this big rail of coke off the hot chick's tits, and all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, you go, you get really bug-eyed. You fall backwards through the glass table, and the music stops. Everyone's staring at you. And everyone's thinking the same thing. They're like, oh, fuck, man. Ray just totally OD'd. Oh, shit. That chick's got
they
big
hear
tits.
The sound.
Yeah, that's totally what people are thinking at that moment in time. And you, bam, and you do like the arch back thing, and you sit back up, and you're like, "Fuck yeah, bitches!" And people are like, "Woo!" You know, it'd be awesome. You know, that's
music starts up again.
Oh yeah, and you're just like, you know, I'm the supervisor. Can I get the taxi number? It's awesome. You know, it's the way to go. Seriously, I think it's a good time. Your Recomedia today. Well, I'm all about saving lives. All about saving
that's right,
lives.
That's right.
You know, hey, I don't want partying wogs getting dead. In YouTube, this is YouTube as in university tube. This is kind of a crazy thing. But I guess for Recomedia, they got this thing where Google has gotten all these different, like Stanford, MIT, Harvard, Yale, and they're all running classes and information straight off through YouTube. Which I thought was pretty
information
cool.
Information on YouTube. That's
no, but like,
heard of.
No, but like good stuff. You know, like actual.
Well,
like,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, so.
I mean, patrolling's on YouTube, so that's
well,
good stuff.
It's true, but, you know,
that's
patrolling,
true, but this
gets
is
you,
like,
patrolling gets you ready for life. These that's shows true. Get you ready for school, right? So
yeah.
there's a difference there. Besides, if you want to know what courses you want to take or what kind of vibe you're going to have.
That's
kind of
cool because you can kind of audit them and learn yourself without paying a dime.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, I mean, hey, I sometimes want to know how to do experimental brain surgery, you know, and,
that's right.
You know, there's a lot of uses
Step
for that.
One.
Well, and speaking of experimental brain surgery, let's talk about the bloodstained rabbit in the C-section.
Oh,
part
that's
of the
exciting.
Show. It is exciting. Tell us about that.
Well, as people know, that the book was long sold out, the limited edition book. But now it is back and in newly edited form. All the mistakes are out, so the value of your books have actually gone up now.
But we're not are we selling?
We're not selling it. No, this is free as in cheap.
Oh, good.
So you could just go ahead and download this. It's in PDF format and some other format. I can't remember. RTF format. So you can download it, print it out, put it on your portable, read it on the bus, share it with friends.
Give it to people you don't know. Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. Michael Kindling Boy has edited it.
Right.
And it is wonderful and good to go, and all the grammatical tense and spelling mistakes are all gone.
Now,
so
with less errors.
Fresh and yummy.
And I should state that Kindling Boy, we just said, yeah, he edited it. That was a gargantuan task.
Which he
undertook, and I want to take a minute.
It was voluntary. He was awesome.
He's done so much for Rant. And, you know, he's like just your typical wog. He's like super soft-spoken, doesn't say shit. You know, just like the nicest guy in the known universe. He came up to me, and the last line of the book, we changed the last line of the book.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was the one thing that we changed, was that there's a line that has been pulled. It may not actually be the last line of the book. It was the last line of one of the chapters, but it was one of the integral things that were pulled. And I won't get into it now.
Happily ever after.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's
evil was defeated, and they lived happily ever after.
And like, I see why you're doing all this this hardcore t-shirt shit. It's because you got a t-shirt contest coming in.
Oh, a good tie-in, but I didn't even think of that. But yes, there's a t-shirt contest in the forums. Head over there right now, and you can win yourself some t-shirts if yours gets chosen.
Nice.
Yeah, we're making... I took a little poll, an impromptu poll. Rant Media came out on top, and then Patrolling came second. So we're going to do a Patrolling one. I think it was Patrolling. No, it was After Now. After Now came second. So we're going to do an After Now t-shirt after this one.
Right.
But this is the first contest, so submit your ideas. I'll post it in Second Life, but it'll be in the live journal, of course.
Right.
There's a link. But you could just go in the general... general category of the forums and go look it up there. It's right at the top. And make up your own cool t-shirt and you might win and get some free t-shirts. And then, of course, everybody else gets cool t-shirts too when they order it.
I kind of like that one that we were just thinking about. You could dream it like just, you know, feeding on the stuff we've already got on this show. You could have like Rant Media when alliteration can't keep the shotgun out of your mouth, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, there's an idea for somebody to run with.
Rant Media, for when the TV can't stop the gun from going in your mouth, you know. Seriously, we're here to save lives. Don't do it. Somebody's got a brain. Dear God, you know. Don't forget your
It doesn't even have to say Rant Media. Like, it could be, like, the symbol. I put a little graphic there, so people could, like, distort the graphic and make it all artsy and stuff. Just go run wild with it.
Hmm. And I
some people don't like writing on their t-shirts, right? I try and tend to stay away from writing unless it's awesome, really, really witty.
Right.
But I don't like writing on my t-shirts, but some people do. But, you know, go just make it really artsy. Go for it.
Well, I like writing ones, too. Are we going to just have one t-shirt or are we going to have two different ones?
Well, this is the first of, right? We're going to keep running with it.
Well, who chooses this?
So people could keep winning. The populace. It is democracy in action.
Fuck, you know, you always do that. You always do that. You always like, give it to the people. Give it to the people.
The ones who, I mean, we get one copy. We're gonna get a t-shirt, right? Each of us. But, you know, there's hundreds of people out there who want the t-shirts too. And if they vote on the ones they like, they get the ones they like. You know, if it's pretty tied, we'll make both of them. How about that?
How about Rant Media?
Two top ones?
Rant Media, because Sean Kennedy is fucking rad. And you have like a big picture of me with a thumbs up. Doing the Buddy Jesus pose. That'd be good.
That might win. That might work.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or
Buddy Jesus Kennedy.
Buddy Jesus. Yeah. And like, I have to look really cool. So I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't know.
I really don't
know. So get out your pencils and pencils.
Right. Photoshop.
Cool Sean.
I don't think there's a processor powerful enough to Photoshop me into coolness.
go Photoshop.
It's like, ooh, and then my processor gains sentience for half a second. It'd be like that shit from Pi, where the guy's like trying to Photoshop in on this, like, he's got the water-cooled stuff, and it's just not working. You know, he's getting mad, has to stick a drill in his ear just to, you know, make it stop.
Well, sometimes you have to stick a drill in your ear to get the good stuff out.
Well, you know, pressure
Release
is pressure.
Release the demons.
You know, and that's sometimes a little, you know, tray panning, maybe. You know, it might be all right.
Gets the ideas flowing, yeah.
Now, my man No Deal, who is pretty much, you know, he's not as cool as Jesus, but he's pretty cool. you know, he's probably cooler than, like, some of the crazies that that have existed. But, no, No Deal has been around forever. We love No Deal.
Oh, he's done so much art and so much stuff. Oh, he is cool because he does animation.
Yeah.
That's why he's cool.
So he's got
a full-length movie going on.
Really?
Animated movie. Yes, and that's what this is for. He's got a full-length, 60-minute animated movie. He's done. It's in the can.
Oh.
What he needs is some of you guys out there in Rantland,
right,
to give some voices to his characters. And he's got some small characters that have one line. He's got big characters that have like the main role. It's awesome. Go check it out. It's so cool, his animation. It's got blowing up ships, and it's so good. His special effects are so good. So I'm going to post it.
Post it in here. Post the link in here. It's archondefender.blogspot.com.
You can read all the info, how to contact him and stuff, and you can watch clips of the movie, and you'll be totally blown away.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. I think that Baldy...
I've signed up. I'm going to try for it.
I think Baldy... fuck, I should do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Fun.
Everybody, go for it. It's got 42 roles he needs filled. So.
Well, yeah, maybe if he's got like a cook or something. It'd be nice to do like some sort of bit part somewhere.
A cameo, eh?
Yeah, Sean. Just some...
He's in minute 45. That's Sean, the cook, in the ship's galley.
Yeah, you know, that'd be cool or something like that. I mean, you know, that'd be neat. But there's some awesome voice talent here in Second Life. Like, huge. Baldy has introduced me to a ton of fucking people who have, like, some really cool voice talent. He's, and, you know, that's the one thing
There's a British guy in here or something that has a great voice.
A British guy? Some limey? Yeah. They're letting limey fuckers in here? Are you serious? What? Yeah, no, come on, seriously. It's okay. No, I mean, well, we got everywhere. We got Aussies, we got Brits, we got, you know, the whole fucking planet is
here. Yeah. There's a lot of talent.
And and not to mention, you know, Tack. You know, I mean, he's Tackcraft. He does a lot of good shit, and he's pretty switched on. He's out of Britain too. He's always making fun of me and picking on me and stuff, not in a crazy way, which is nice. I like it when they don't pick
That's
on
good,
me.
Yeah.
So archondefender.blogspot.com, very very cool.
Oh yeah,
and that's about. Yeah. You got something else? I'm hearing.
No, and at worst, if you're too scared to give your voice, check out his animation. It's totally awesome.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. Sorry, yeah, that's totally worth delaying the end of the show. Because I should state that No Deal shit is fucking tight. Okay, like, it's not... If you get involved with this isn't going to be some, like, funny little thing that's not...
No, it's real.
No, this is some heavy shit, so... You know, this could be one of those things you talk about. Yeah, man, I was in his first fucking film. Like, that's the kind of level that we're talking about here. So you definitely want to get involved.
Yeah.
And what's important here is don't make it, you know, like, it's funny, just not to be culty. But, you know, this is going to be an awesome film. So if you know someone who you just know has got the coolest voice because you met them here or something like that, get them involved, you know, because why not? You know, what the hell? And it might be something really cool. Down the road, you know? Mm-hmm. Who knows? And fuck, why not? I mean, any memories of doing something. And that is all that I got for you today. But don't worry, I'll be back next week to make sure that you get the news you need to survive. This has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wargs Who Care. If you cannot donate, distribute. Give the show away. But if you can't donate, please subscribe. Oh, please. We're all starving over here. And you can make us not starve by clicking on the subscription tab on either the LiveJournal, Dark Atlas website. I don't know. Just put in there, give Sean money, into Google. You'll get the fucking site. Just fucking do it. Rant Media Studios is our address. Box 18121, 12215C, 56th Street, Delta, BC, Canada, V4M2M4. And of course, I want to thank the Army of the Flying Monkeys for their assistance in gathering this data. You know who you are. If you have information that you would like to reach me, you can reach me. You can send me. If you've got information you'd like to send me, you can reach me, or react me, as the case may be, at newsreel@rantradio.com. And be sure to sign up for the goddamn Rant newsletter! And you do that by going, right, sending an email to Sumerian, going info@rantradio.com, saying, spam me. I want to know your inner workings. You know, because we promise we'll never send you. What was that title line that you got today? You got a spam message today. It was just money. You actually had a subject line from
geez.
Your. It was something like, no time to write a good subject line, just buy our products or something like that.
It was, yes, it was so good.
And you're like,
let me,
well,
let me bring it up. I said to you.
Yeah, it's pretty hot. It's pretty hot.
It was.
If you like the music in the background, you can check out some Psytrance. And do you got any choices for fade out music?
Oh, geez, I had one.
Did you?
Fun with Drugs.
Ooh!
By
Velvet Acid Christ.
Yes, it has a Hunter S. Thompson quote-ish from the movie.
Yes.
From Fearing and Loathing in Las Vegas. And I thought that's a pretty cool song and a pretty cool quote.
I was going to play Richard Cheese, People Equals Shit, but you know what? I'm going to do the Hunter Thompson one of Fun with Drugs, the amphetamine mix, I believe I have on tap. So we'll end off with that one. And you got anything else, Sam?
No, that's good.
Hour and a half long show. It's good to have you back. Remember, everyone.
Yeah.
We will never defeat the enemy if we are at each other's throats. So until next time, that's what Server said. End of line.
Oh, God. Did you eat all this acid?
That's right. Music!
This is not a good town for psychedelic drugs. Extremely menacing vibrations are all around us. We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pounds of mescaline, 5 sheets of higher powered water acid, a salt chamber half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multi-colored uppers, downers, unders, lappers, also of course tequila, quarter rum, piece of beer, kind of raw ether, good on me.
is that you can turn your back on a person, but never turn your back on a drug. Especially when it's waving a razor-sharp hunting knife in your eye.